This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is apparently retaliating for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's request that he reschedule the State of the Union address during the partial government shutdown. We get details on the story from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Pelosi was due to travel to Egypt, Afghanistan, and Brussels. The president is denying her an aircraft, telling Pelosi in a letter the trip is postponed and will be rescheduled after the shutdown. He calls it a 7-day excursion and a public relations event. The president writes Pelosi should stay in Washington to negotiate ending the shutdown, but if she still wants to go on the trip, he says it's certainly her prerogative to fly commercial. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, a Pelosi spokesman said the purpose of the trip was to thank U.S. military forces serving in Afghanistan and other areas and to receive intelligence briefings from them. President Donald Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review, the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since 2010. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Trump said his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy, that is, missiles anywhere, anytime, any place.
We have some very bad players out there, and we're a good player, but we can be far worse than anybody.
Officials say the doctrine, initially expected last year, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. Recognizing the potential concerns surrounding any perceived weaponization of space, the strategy pushes for studies. No testing is mandated, and no final decisions have been made. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, says he paid, that is, to rig polling data in Donald Trump's favor before the 2016 presidential election. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president's former fixer, Michael Cohen, was responding to a Wall Street Journal story that said he shortchanged a technology company for its work manipulating polling data in 2014 and 2015. The Journal reported Cohen promised the company $50,000 but delivered only $12,000 to $13,000 in cash. Cohen acknowledged he paid to skew poll results in Trump's favor, in his words, at the direction of and for the sole benefit of Trump. Cohen, who starts a 3-year prison sentence in March, says he regrets his blind loyalty. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told the Journal Cohen is not reliable. Warren Levinson, New York.
China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will travel to the United States later this month for the second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the global economic giants. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An announcement by the Ministry of Commerce that top-level trade representatives will meet at the end of January is the first sign of a next step by the two sides following negotiations in Beijing earlier this month between lower-level officials. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has invited China's economy czar, Vice Premier Liu He, for talks in which they are likely to take up more complex U.S. complaints about Chinese policy, on which lower-level officials couldn't give a clear response. The talks are aimed at carrying out the December 1st agreement by Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping to suspend further tariff increases for 90 days while they negotiate. I'm Karen Chamas.
A high-ranking North Korean official is headed to the United States to lay the groundwork for a second summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Kim Jong-chol will visit Washington to hold talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday before paying a courtesy call on President Trump at the White House. The South Korean Yonhap news agency says that he will deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to Trump during his visit. At least 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a car bombing at a police academy in Colombia's capital city Thursday. Witnesses said they heard a loud blast that destroyed windows in adjacent apartment buildings several blocks away. While authorities had yet to suggest who was behind the attack, attention has been focused on leftist rebels from the National Liberation Army, which has been stepping up attacks on police targets in Colombia. And the UN Human Rights Chief expressed concern that Sudanese security forces have used excessive force and live ammunition against anti-government demonstrators. High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said that Khartoum should allow citizens to peacefully protest. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.